Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
I'm joining the show a little bit late due to some technical difficulties. We're trying to bring a new station on tonight. And unfortunately, these things don't always work right the first time.
Nobody wants to hear your excuses, man.
Thankfully, it's not my fault, but I'm still the one who's trying to broker the deal and make everything work. Anyway, so what were you guys talking about?
Well, we've covered all kinds of things this evening.
He's been all over the board.
Okay, but what were you just talking about?
Well, I don't know. It's the beginning of the first hour, okay. So we were going to talk about the company 23andMe is being hassled by the FDA.
Yeah, so apparently this just happened within the last day to where the Food and Drug Administration ordered 23andMe, which is a DNA analysis company backed by Google, to quote-unquote immediately discontinue marketing its over-the-counter genetic testing kits or face penalties.
So did this 23andMe thing. I am adopted. I thought, this will give me a little bit of information.
$99 DNA test.
Yeah, something like that. This will give me a little information on myself from a genetic standpoint.
I didn't realize this was over-the-counter. I thought you had sent something off to a lab somewhere, Mark.
Yeah, but I didn't have a prescription. Over-the-counter simply means that it's non-prescription.
Oh, I thought over-the-counter meant you go in somewhere, buy something over-the-counter.
No, it means without a prescription.
I think its rigorous definition is exactly what you're saying, is that it is sold over a counter. However, it has come to mean all drugs that are not prescription. So let's just call this
not a drug.
Anything that is considered to be medical that does not require a prescription.
So they're almost diagnosing, I guess, is what the claim's going to be. And, what they're saying is that there's these markers, these indicators, these gene indicators that might, make you more or less predisposed to some particular type of genetic abnormality, be a breast cancer, testicular cancer. I don't know. There's a whole variety of them. I probably can't access my 23andMe account any longer.
So what did you have to do? I mean, did you have to do like a mouth swab? How did you accomplish sending this info or the DNA to be tested?
Well, this thing in particular, this one was a little tube that you filled with saliva.
Okay.
So I just spit into this tube. They asked you not to hawk anything into it, and they asked you not to eat anything for an hour
beforehand. Okay, that makes sense.
So I spit into the tube, sent it off, and they, it took them a couple of months at least.
Is that because they're backed up?
Weeks? I don't know. They didn't tell me. They just said it'll be a few weeks. You don't tell your customers why you're backed up. You just get it done when you get it done. And so, it had some kind of information on, how my sort of health risks and that kind of thing, things that might be more or less predisposed to.
And what were the results of your ancestry?
The ancestry was there was a little bit of Jew running around in there. Apparently,
regular or Ashkenazi?
Ashkenazi. So, apparently, mom's mom, mom's mom. The only down the matriarchal line, that lady all the way in the back was Ashkenazi.
Okay.
And she jumped the fence and never went back. Right. And so the rest of it was. There was a tiny, tiny bit of American Indian as a result. I could see from a birthmarks that I had and that my son had. Those things were obvious, and I kind of expected that. And they're called Mongolian spots. So you either have to be Asian or American Indian to have those.
Okay.
And some types of American Indian. And other than that, it's just standard issue white guy, mostly English and Irish.
Standard issue white guy.
Yeah.
So you sent it off, and they charge you. What did you do it for free, like some kind of a trade deal? Or
paid them for it.
Okay. And so you sent it off. They took several weeks. They sent you back a report, basically.
Cool. It's on the interwebs.
Meaning, okay, so they sent you a link, and then you could just go and check it out.
Yes.
Okay. And so, what are they saying is the problem with this?
So, according to MarketWatch, In an unusually stern letter to the Silicon Valley company's founder, Ann Wojcicki, I'm totally butchering this name. Let's just call her Ann so that I don't butcher the last name. So the lady that founded the company, Ann, got a letter that was dated Friday, and in it the FDA warns her to halt sales of the test because the risk of false positives, quote, could lead a patient to undergo prophylactic surgery, chemo prevention, intensive screenings, or other morbidity-inducing actions. It says, while a false negative could result in a failure to recognize an actual risk that may exist, the FDA expresses frustration with the company, charging, quote, months after you submitted your 501Ks and more than 5 years after you began marketing, you still had not completed some of the studies and had not even started other studies necessary to support a marketing submission for the PGS, although it doesn't explain what a PGS is. And it continues, it is now 9 months later, and you have yet to provide the FDA with any new information about these tests. Google and Johnson & Johnson are among 23andMe's investors. Customers can order a DNA test online for $99.
Not anymore, right?
Send the company saliva samples and then receive the information about health and ancestry.
So the FDA's objection is that this company is basically informing people about what their DNA could reveal about their health.
Yes.
Not necessarily that that's, you know, a guaranteed diagnosis of these things. It's just saying, well, you might have a predilection towards a heart attack or something
well,
like that.
I'm looking at mine right here.
Okay.
So I've got, now they hedge their bets in this. So they've got a little, a confidence rating on here. So they give me, you know, more and less confidence. So for instance, I have, they're highly confident. I've got 4 gold stars that I have an elevated risk, which my risk compared to the average is 1.57 times what an average person's mm-hmm. is. My risk is that's 35.7%, I guess, more to get gout. Now, I'm not sure what gout is, but so far I don't think I've had to deal with it. And I'm only 1.57 times more likely to have that. So they're highly confident that I'm, you know, better. I have a better than average chance of getting gout, but that's it. Now, here at the bottom of the elevated risks, I have a single gray star, so they're not very confident of having what they only call an elevated risk of, crap, Tourette's syndrome. I'm not kidding. Here it is.
I love how you did that, though.
Thank you.
And I think that Ian's fat left arm has Tourette's.
Skinny.
What?
I'm just saying things.
Oh, he's being Tourette's-y.
No, I'm sure, Mark, you've noticed it in 10 years of hanging around this guy.
What, that Ian goes like this?
His left arm will just start doing these weird jerking motions.
I'm popping the wrist.
Yeah, well,
because your left arm has Tourette's.
Well, I wouldn't want him doing surgery on me because he shakes.
Yes.
But on my decreased risk, they go and they say prostate cancer. They are 4 gold star confident that I have a, 0.78 times, so slightly slightly less than a quarter below average of having prostate cancer. Now, that's not going to cause me, I mean, it's a slightly lower chance of having prostate cancer than the average dude, but prostate cancer's pretty darn common. So you're still going to want to have that checked, Mr. Edge. You know, I mean, that's the kind of thing you want to keep an eye on. And there's lots of things here that they're highly confident that I'm have a decreased chance for, none of which I was really worried about. I didn't know that I was going to have a venous thrombolism or age-related macular degeneration.
So, there's a little bit more to this article.
But that's what their concern is that people are just kind of get freaked out by this? Or, I mean, maybe I'm
not necessarily.
All right, we'll come back with more here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Share your thoughts.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here at 855-453. We're talking DNA. Apparently, testing your own DNA is now prohibited, at least if you use one company's services. The FDA has sent a threatening letter to, what was the company called?
23andMe.
23andMe, which is the company Mark used to test his DNA a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's been some time.
So they're in trouble. We'll find out more about that story here in a moment. Also, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Don't forget, you can also join us online over at
freetalklive.com, where we have a variety of features, including live streams. You can go and get tuned in via the broadband version of the show, or midband, or narrowband, different bit rates for different speed internet connections. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into those. Also, we've got, and by the way, those streams are there 24 hours a day. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing on the streams. We have over 125 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. In addition to that, you can tune us in on satellite via the free-to-air satellite system, which means you pay nothing. There's no monthly fee. You do have to buy the equipment, but it's pretty cheap stuff. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. Plus, our webcam is available and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. ProXPN is one of the most important ways for you to protect your privacy online. Right now, if you're online without ProXPN, then you're probably going through your regular internet service provider, and those guys are logging everything you do. Whatever website you're going to, whatever sites, they've got a log of that probably for at least 6 months. You're doing Google searches or searching in it on any other search engine, they're probably logging that as well, maybe logging it for as many as 5 years. So you can protect your privacy by using ProXPN. You don't have to switch internet connections. ProXPN essentially rides on your existing internet connection. What it does is it's basically a VPN, a global VPN with multiple destinations where you can choose, if you get the premium account, where you want to connect to. You want to connect to the Netherlands today, Singapore the next day. You can connect to different locations with ProXPN, and that masks your location to your actual location to the website you're visiting. So the sites you're visiting think you're coming from Dallas or Los Angeles or Singapore, whichever server you choose. So not only do the sites you're visiting have no idea where you're at, but the ISP that you're using no longer knows where you're going. And ProXPN, by the way, doesn't keep any logs of what you do online. So proxpn.com/FTL is where you can go to get signed up when you're ready for their premium account, which is unlimited bandwidth, and you can use all services like torrents. There's no restricted services on their premium account. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can get a discount of 20% by using our code FTL20. That 20% discount is good for the life of your account at ProXPN. So FTL20 is the 20% off discount code, which means if you buy their annual plan, you can break the price down to $5 a month for this incredible level of privacy that, you know, if you care about keeping your information safe, proxpn.com/FTL is where you want to go. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you really have nothing to lose. And if you want to save extra, you can use Bitcoin. Buy the annual plan with Bitcoin and save 33% off that way. So again, proxpn.com/FTL. So we're talking about this DNA company, and they've been threatened by the FDA. Apparently, the report that they're sending out to folks is giving them some sort of an analysis of, well, based on your DNA, we believe that you have a higher risk for colon cancer or something like that. And Mark, you've received this report.
I have. I've done this. Yep.
They're saying, now, maybe I misunderstood what they were saying in their threatening letter to this company, Daryl, but it sounds to me like they're concerned that these diagnoses might be, making people upset.
They might give someone a false negative or a false positive.
Uh-huh.
They might tell Mark, what was it? You're slightly more likely to get one type of
gout.
Yep. Yeah. So they could be totally wrong on that. You might, begin taking all of the preventative measures to make sure that you don't get gout.
Oh, I am.
And you might not need to do any of that.
Well, I think that...
And they might tell you that, what was one of the other ones? The colon cancer.
Yeah, prostate cancer. Yeah.
You're less likely, according to this result, to get prostate cancer.
So I might not get
tested. So you might not get tested, and that might be a bad thing.
But these guys aren't saying this is definite. They're not saying you're going to get gout. They're not saying
That's what the FDA is saying here, though, is that, look, information is bad for people. And that's exactly what they're saying. I heard this interview of a doctor, some type guy, on NPR while I was coming in, and he made a reasonable case, which is look, if you are negative for a particular marker for breast cancer, that might move you from being 15% likely to get breast cancer to 14.25% likely to get breast cancer. And that makes so therefore, since you see a decreased risk, you're not going to do anything about it. And I can see that that might be true for some people. But that's the fear, is it's the lowest common denominator, because some person might do something that I might consider to be dumb or unwise or whatever. None of us may do it.
So because somebody who's reading these results doesn't understand that these are just possibilities, right? They're saying, well, we think that you might have this right. as a possible issue with yourself based on et cetera, et cetera.
And here's the interesting part of this article here from MarketWatch. And I just did share the entire letter from the FDA to 23andMe on the Free Talk Lives and Facebook and Google Plus. So the article here from MarketWatch continues. It says, 23andMe acknowledged the letter in a statement to the press that says, in part, "Our relationship with the FDA is extremely important to us, and we are committed to fully engaging with them to address their concerns." Here's what I find to be very interesting. In 2010, the FDA reached out to five companies, 23andMe, Decode Genetics, Illumina, Navi Genetics, and Gnome, spelled K-N-O-M-E, warning that the agency requires more regulatory approval before genetic tests can be sold to consumers. 23andMe is the only one being ordered by the FDA to stop selling its test.
Are the other ones also selling tests, or have they been waiting for approval?
I've never heard of them, and I'm kind of like, I have a couple of different of these genetic companies that I've worked with in the past because I'm kind of trying to find birth parents and stuff like that. So, you know, I put my genetics out there, and I've never heard of any of these other companies. So I'd say the 23andMe is the big fish.
Yeah, I don't know. The article doesn't say if the other ones are actually selling anything, if they just said that we want to do this, and then the FDA said, here's all the hoops you have to jump through, and they said, oh, well, we don't want to jump through hoops.
So you're saying 23andMe just went ahead and sold them anyway without FDA approval?
Pretty much. That's what I'm gathering from this article. And let me jump over real quick and read just a snippet from the FDA's letter. "Failure to take adequate corrective action may result in regulatory action being initiated by the FDA without further notice. These actions include, but are not limited to, seizure, injunction, and civil monetary penalties."
Violence, violence, and more violence. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control here.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You want to follow updates about the show during the show? You can follow us on our social bookmarking sites like Facebook, Twitter, Google+. Also, you can follow via news updates on email. Now, the email news updates are more the kind of the critical updates about Free Talk Live. Like, if we get new radio stations, we'll tell you about it there. But we'll give you both the critical updates and show updates and prep, you know, show prep, the stuff that we're using on the air, questions we might want to ask you. That's what you get when you're on our Facebook and Twitter and Google+. So you can go and link over to all of those over at news.freetalklive.com. And, of course, it's free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
I'm excited about forcefieldenergy.com because I believe this company is well-placed to see the stock price increase a great deal over the course of the next year. And I'm not the only one. WallStreetCheatSheet.com and SeekingAlpha.com have superlative things to say about ForceFieldEnergy.com. I'm looking at their ticker price here, and I've already seen a bit of an uptick as far as value of the stock that I bought from ForceFieldEnergy.com. And I'm excited about that. So, if you want to get on board the ForceFieldEnergy.com train, I think it's going to be stopping at Profit Station. That's my opinion, and you need to do your own research and come to your own conclusions. But I think once you do the research, if you take the time to research FNRG, that's ForceFieldEnergy.com's ticker symbol, if you take the time to research them, I think you're going to come to the same conclusion that I have, the same conclusion that WallStreetCheatSheet.com has, and the same conclusion that SeekingAlpha.com has, that Force Field Energy is in the right industry at the right time, and their potential is immense. Go to forcefieldenergy.com to check them out. And to get the stock, all you have to do is any brokerage account that you might have, you can buy a NASDAQ stock, and their ticker symbol is FNRG. ForceFieldEnergy.com.
All right, so I've got an update on Ross Ulbricht, who, for our listeners that have been tuned in for the last couple months, know is the alleged mastermind behind the Silk Road. Now, the Silk Road, for those of you who are unaware, is an infamous website that is available only on what's called the Darknet, a system that is accessible, or one, I guess, wing of the Darknet is accessible through Tor. It's called the Onion Router. You can go and download Tor through...
Are there wings that are not accessible through Tor?
There are other Darknets, you could say. Yes, there's one called Freenet,
okay.
And there's another one called, I think, I2P. Anyway, Tor is the big one, and Tor is basically allows you to access websites that you can't access normally, and that's because the people running them would like to remain anonymous. So that I don't, without getting into the technology behind it, it's a pretty interesting thing, and it spawned this site called the Silk Road, which allowed people to basically have an open air drug market with anonymity, meaning that people could sell drugs. They could also sell other things like fake IDs, and you could sell legal things there too. So some people were doing that, but
yeah, there were books for sale on Silk Road.
So you can go and you know, set up an account, and you can sell whatever you want. People can buy them, and everybody's anonymous. And there was, you know, really interesting shipping methods to keep people safe, and packaging was very important because if you're shipping drugs, you got to be real careful with that. So anyway, Silk Road became very popular. It made a lot of news headlines. Not that they were attempting to, but it's just natural that there was, you know, thousands of people on there buying and selling drugs.
And there was even a mainstream website, and I say mainstream as far as, you know, the regular internet. There was a company that took a couple of the aspects of the Silk Road and put that onto a regular internet website to where you could buy and sell with Bitcoin, and the Bitcoin would be escrowed, so it would get held by the company until the order was clicked, I received this. And then the seller would get the Bitcoin.
Silk Road had some amazing innovations, and the escrow system was a really cool one, too. That way, you know, you were more safe from getting ripped off because you had your money was held in escrow until the seller, until the product reached the buyer, and then the buyer
would like to see eBay adopt something like that.
Yeah, well, I guess to some extent, PayPal offers insurance against seller fraud, but so they've got.
What about buyer fraud?
Right, yeah. That's what I like. Is it protects you as the buyer?
Yeah. So anyway, Silk Road, it was an amazing device, and it really did a lot of stuff for harm reduction and brought more safety to the black market, brought better product to the black market, better product, more reliable product means more safety, less likelihood of overdosing or getting something you don't think was the actual product. But the FBI spent a whole lot of time, effort, and money, and taxpayer dollars to try to take the Silk Road down, and they did succeed in taking Silk Road down.
Temporarily.
It is now back, Silk Road version 2.0. There's a new Dread Pirate Roberts. Dread Pirate Roberts is the guy who is running the site. Or there's supposedly
a new Dread Pirate Roberts.
Right, there's ostensibly a new Dread Pirate Roberts. The FBI believes that they caught the original Dread Pirate Roberts, and his name is Ross Ulbricht.
But that Dread Pirate Roberts had said that there was a previous Dread Pirate Roberts from him.
Which could have been false. We don't
know.
Who
knows what is true?
We don't know how many Dread Pirate Robertses there have been.
It would certainly be life imitating art.
The FBI strongly, you know, is suggesting that Ross Ulbricht has been Dread Pirate Roberts the whole time.
Right, and they also claimed that, and this is going down a conspiracy hole, they also claimed that there was only one Osama bin Laden, despite the visible differences between all of the different videos of people that were portrayed as Osama bin Laden over the decade, you know, from the USS Cole bombing until his reported death for like the fifth time in 2009.
So the update on the case is because they arrested Ulbricht, charged him with, you know, basically conspiracy to launder money, conspiracy to sell drugs, also some attempted murder charges as well, because he allegedly tried to hire a hitman. Well, now they've added more attempted murder charges to Ross Ulbricht, and the judge has denied him bail. The update from Forbes, where a New York judge has denied Ross Ulbricht bail, based in part on fresh accusations of violence, that the 29-year-old allegedly commissioned the murders of a total of 6 people through would-be hitmen that he contacted online, 4 more than the 2 attempted killings described in their original criminal complaint. Judge Nathaniel Fox said the risk that Ulbricht might flee or present a danger to the community overwhelmed arguments that he be released on bail, citing powerful evidence presented to us that the defendant has attempted to secure the murders of a number of people. Prosecutor Saren Turner laid out that evidence in a statement to the court, saying much of it was gathered from a Silk Road server located by the FBI, as well as Ulbricht's seized computer after he was arrested in October and accused of running the Silk Road's massive anonymous online drug sales operation.
So this part bothered me. Here in America, we have become numb. Completely numb to the idea of incarcerating people who are to be presumed innocent. There is simply no voice calling for people who are to be presumed innocent. That's what somebody who has not yet been convicted is, to not be incarcerated. That because the FBI tosses about, you know, at this point, is he charged with murder or not?
I believe, I don't know if it's actual murder, but I think it would be whatever the charges of attempting to hire a hitman.
So, like, there are 2 reasons that one needs to be incarcerated is that you are a danger to somebody right now.
I think it's conspiracy to commit murder.
Okay. That you're a danger. And at this point, this guy has never been willing to lift a finger to do anything to anybody. He's always been, supposedly, the accusation is that he's willing to pay people to do something to him. And B, a flight risk. Now, frankly, the way the world is today, I don't think flight risk is even a good excuse, because the government can go get you just about anywhere.
Yeah.
So, whatever, that's fine, but it's really difficult to defend yourself from inside a jail cell. Really, really difficult.
Nigh impossible.
Darn close. And the idea that we incarcerate people in this country just because the charge has been leveled against them, it's mostly wrong.
Yeah, I agree. We'll come back with more here because there's some interesting details, more claims by the FBI that are just shocking if they're actually true about Ross Ulbricht and how sloppy he allegedly was.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put 2 and 2 together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators' Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or LumberLiquidators.com before these deals get away. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Some shocking allegations about alleged Silk Road founder and operator Ross Ulbricht, a.k.a. supposedly Dread Pirate Roberts. His defense lawyer is saying that he is not Dread Pirate Roberts, and they are going with not guilty. This is going to go to trial. So it should be interesting to see what the defense's position is on all this, because what the FBI is alleging in this Silk Road case is absolutely shocking, and I'll share some of that with you here in a moment. But first,
you can get some of the best coffee available on the market today by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can get a free pound of coffee. You go there, you sign up for the program, you'll have to pay shipping on it, but it's superlative coffee. It's 100% organic, shade grown. And by the way, you know, many times when they use these terms like shade grown and organic and fair trade and those kind of things, they only have to be a percentage of those things in order to claim them. Well, that's not the case with BuzzBox Coffee, with whom we're dealing. And at the same time, BuzzBox Coffee has a social component that they try to help the people that grow their coffee have a better life. And this is really the way fair trade should work. And that's one of the reasons I'm excited about it. You can help other people who are trying to work to have a better life, to have a better life for themselves and their families and break the generational chains of poverty. Rather than sort of writing a check to poor people, you can help them earn a living. You're going to give a man a fish, or teach a man to fish, as it were, by going to coffee.freetalklive.com and signing up for the coffee subscription there. They'll send it to you when you want. You sign up for it at a particular time. They'll get you the kind of coffee you want. And you've never tasted coffee so good. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we'll get to your calls and thoughts here in a moment. I just want to get this information out about what's going on with Ross Ulbricht's case. He has been denied bail. I'm not going to get into there are more allegations of alleged hits that he supposedly hired, but I don't find that to be the outrageous news in this case. To me, the news is that, let's see here. So they busted him in the library, and they claim, the FBI claims, that when they busted Ulbricht, he was on
the Silk Road, logged in to his Dread Pirate Roberts account.
Wow.
And was looking at an administrator control page for the site, as well as another page called Mastermind that showed Silk Road's sales numbers. Turner, this is one of the agents.
That's pretty damning if that's the case.
All right. There's a lot of really damning stuff here they're alleging about him, and I, you know, certainly to make him look bad. And in this case, I think it's to make him look really sloppy. Maybe he was this sloppy, but look, just wait. The real revelation here is yet to come. So,
as a juror, I'd want to see a picture of that laptop with that control panel.
I would
pulled
want
up
to see video because yeah, you can Photoshop a picture.
You're right.
Very easily.
As a matter of fact, and this is really something that law enforcement agencies, and I know there's a lot of law enforcement officers that listen to this this show. Law enforcement agencies really need to adopt is videoing busts, videoing police work all the time, because what it's shown is that I think if the numbers were. There are two-thirds fewer accusations of police brutality, which isn't that big of a deal, but there are also 80% fewer, no, it's two-thirds fewer pieces of paperwork the police officers use for use of force put in, yep. And 80% fewer. That's a big cut. Imagine only having one out of four of the accusations of police brutality against you that you have. Well, it's cut by 80% is the accusation.
Yeah. We could talk about that another night, but back to the story about the Silk Road. So, again, they claim he was logged into the site when they made the arrest, and he was supposedly logged into a chat program under the handle Dread. His MacBook had the username Frosty, which was allegedly the same name that he used once upon a time to post to a coding forum that supposedly helped the FBI determine who he was. Here's the real remarkable claim. Turner, the agent or prosecutor, also described a journal taken from Ulbricht's hard drive, a journal that supposedly recounts the story of Silk Road's creation. He lists details like the fact that Ulbricht has initially, well, they're saying it's a fact, it's an allegation, that Ulbricht had initially called the Silk Road Underground Brokers, but had later decided to change the name. The prosecutor's letter to the court includes a passage from the journal, quote, or an alleged passage, "I began working on a project that had been in my mind for over a year. I was calling it Underground Brokers, but eventually settled on Silk Road. The idea was to create a website where people could buy anything anonymously with no trail whatsoever that could lead back to them," unquote.
I would like to see the creation date of that document.
Yeah, I would too. I mean,
But they could spoof that too.
They could, yeah. Look, to me, this is mind-bogglingly dumb. I mean,
there isn't
really
a journal on the creation of Free Talk Live.
No, there's not.
But if Ian began writing his memoirs...
Look, if you were going to write a journal about the creation of the Silk Road as Dread Pirate Roberts, why wouldn't you at the very least put it in some sort of an encrypted file container to where, you know, the FBI finds your computer or you know, your roommate finds your computer? They're not looking at your journal. I mean, was he editing the journal at the time in the library? And I understand that he wants to be located somewhere that is not his house so he can access his website if indeed he is Dread Pirate Roberts. But really, the public library?
If he was actually on the back window, back door thing of the Silk Road when they found him, that actually leads, you know, some sort of credence to the theory that a kill switch was hit and put up that image of, hey, this site was seized.
Well, apparently they did actually seize the site, so I don't know. It's really strange.
They seized some info from the site. We don't know if they actually took the entire site.
Yeah, I don't know. And also,
or if
why
they just took the bitcoins from the site.
If you're on a laptop in a public place and you're on the Silk Road, why would you want to let someone sneak up behind you, right? You wouldn't want somebody to just walk behind you. So why would you not, like, sit up against a wall and then, you know, in theory, you'd be able to see a bunch of armed men coming in to
put one of the covers, like what Mark has on his screen?
You could do Control W or Alt F4 real quick and, you know, close the browser window. That would solve the problem. I understand they probably snuck up on him in some way, but if you're going to be accessing the Silk Road, don't let anybody sneak up on you. You don't want somebody to see that on your computer screen. Damien's on the line in California, so the idea that he kept a journal, I find just unbelievable about this. Damien, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm sorry. I just had a couple of things that I wanted to say real quick. The first one is that if you've ever seen the movie The Princess Bride, where the name comes from, Dread Pirate Roberts,
right? Yes.
Something I find interesting about the New Silk Road is that Wesley from that movie wasn't the first one to have that title.
No.
So it was like he inherited it from someone else, not family inheritance, but he inherited
right, somebody
it.
Who would most likely kill him in the morning.
Right. So I just found it interesting. Yeah, right. I just found it interesting that the person who opened the site again had the same name, if it's not the same person. And also, I just had a quick question about the New Silk Road. Is there any reason to believe that it's not like a honeypot?
This is a big concern with the New Silk Road operation. I guess to recap here, the FBI allegedly took down the server. Daryl is a conspiracy theorist that believes that they didn't take down the server, and there's some credence to that. But they sure as hell look like they took it down. But they didn't take down the forum. So the Silk Road operated the Silk Road and then the Silk Road forums, and they were located at two different Tor addresses. So the Silk Road forums continued on, and the big question about the forums was, well, did they also capture the forums server? And if so, are they then milking the forums for information, using that, you know, keeping it online, reading everybody's private messages and things like that? One of the admins of the forum, Libertas, announced via the forum after a couple weeks, once the Silk Road had been taken down, he announced that the Silk Road was going to be coming back, gave a new URL, and the new forums were launched at that new URL. Weeks later, I think it was around November 6th, they actually relaunched Silk Road 2.0 at a different URL and announced that on the new forums. So the new Silk Road has ostensibly come from the administrators of the former Silk Road. Now, if you don't trust those administrators, then you probably shouldn't use the new Silk Road. But I guess the question is, are the administrators, this Libertas character, for instance, was he always a federal agent and the whole time was working undercover on the Silk Road to gain trust and, you know, rise through the ranks so then he could finally copy the Silk Road and then launch his own honeypot version of the site, which would, a honeypot is something that attracts people to, you know, do something illegal and then get busted by the feds. So I guess that remains to be seen. I presume successful transactions have been going on the new Silk Road. There are thousands of products available there, and I know that means products are being sold, bought and sold, so are they just gathering a bunch of information? We don't know. All of these are good questions, and unfortunately we're out of time right now to speculate. Damien, you can call in another night. We can talk further about this. I thank you for the call here, and we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.